Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell, as usual, joined by Father Larry Swain. Good morning, Father.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Today's Friday of the sixth week of Easter, and today, for the next 9 days, Father will give a brief reflection on one of the verses from the today's Gospel, and then we'll go right into the Novena to the Holy Spirit, the oldest in the Church. So today's, we'll read one line from the Gospel of St. John. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. Father.
Okay. All right. Brothers and sisters, today we begin this novena of prayer to the Holy Spirit, the oldest and the only sort of novena that's officially promulgated by the Catholic Church. And today we're going to sort of today's prayers were an overview of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, and it's going to talk about the purpose of why we're praying this. And you'll notice today in the Gospel, it talks about a woman in labor, and then after she has the child, all the pain that she went through is just forgotten. And in essence, I think too, life can be, if we're honest, you know, a trial. And it is supposed to be, the Bible speaks of it this way, and life is hard. And that's why God had to empower us with the Holy Spirit, with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the seven gifts and the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. And in today's, if you notice, when I pray this prayer today, it's going to say only one thing is important, eternal salvation, you know. And also today is the feast of Saint Damian of Malachi. And, you know, he died a leper. He gave his life to take care of lepers. And he, one of the quotes that he said, two quotes that I thought was really beautiful is he said, turn all your thoughts and aspirations to heaven. And, you know, one of the things that he was able to do is that when he was down and out, probably with the pain of leprosy, the smell, all these, the loneliness of not having the company of other priests, is he realized that this was, you know, that everything was working out well, and that there were, these labor pains would end. And also another thing, when he contracted leprosy, and it's sort of a labor pain for him, he said, having no doubts about the true nature of the disease, I am calm, resigned, and very happy. And in the midst of my people, God certainly knows what is best for my sanctification, and I gladly repeat, thy will be done. So there we go. And once again, the opening line of today's reflection on is only one thing is important, eternal salvation. So let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit, Lord of light, from your clear celestial height, your pur-gleaming radiance give. Only one thing is important, eternal salvation. Only one thing, therefore, is to be feared, sin. Sin is the result of ignorance, weakness, and indifference. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of light, of strength, and of love. With his sevenfold gifts, he enlightens the mind, strengthens the will, and inflames the heart with love of God. To ensure our salvation, we ought to invoke the divine spirit daily, for the spirit helpeth in our infirmity. We know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the spirit himself asks us for us. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, who have vouchsafed to regenerate us by water and the Holy Spirit, and has given us forgiveness of all sins, vouchsafe to send forth from heaven upon us your sevenfold spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and fortitude, the spirit of knowledge and piety, and fill us with the spirit of holy fear. Amen. And now you'll notice at the end of the novena, we are to pray an Our Father, Hail Mary, and seven glory bees, and then the act of consecration to the Holy Spirit. So I'll pray the first half, and then Bill and you will pray the second half of each prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and pray for us sinners, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it is now.
As it was.
As it was. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Father.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Act of consecration to the Holy Spirit. On my knees before the great multitude of heavenly witnesses, I offer myself, soul and body, to you, eternal Spirit of God. I adore the brightness of your purity, the unerring keenness of your justice, and the might of your love. You are the strength and light of my soul. In you I live and move and am. Desire never to grieve you by unfaithfulness to grace, and I pray with all my heart to be kept from the small sin against you. Mercifully guard my every thought and grant that I may always watch for your light and listen to your voice and follow your gracious inspirations. I cling to you and give myself to you and ask you by your compassion to watch over me in my weakness. Holding the pierced feet of Jesus and looking at his five wounds and trusting his precious blood and adoring his open side and stricken heart, I implore you, adorable Spirit, helper of my infirmity, to keep me in your grace that I may never sin against you. Give me grace, O Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Father and the Son, to say you always and everywhere, speak, Lord, your servant hears. Amen. Now the prayer for the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. O Lord Jesus Christ, who before ascending into heaven did promise to send the Holy Spirit to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples, deign to grant the same Holy Spirit to me, that he may perfect in my soul the work of your grace and love. Grant me the spirit of wisdom, that I may despise the perishable things of this world and aspire only after the things that are eternal, the spirit of understanding to enlighten my mind in the light of your divine truth, the spirit of counsel, that I may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven, the spirit of fortitude, that I may bear my cross with you, and that I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation, the spirit of knowledge, that I may know God and know myself and grow perfect in the science of the saints, the spirit of piety, that I may find the service of God sweet and amiable, and the spirit of fear, that I may be filled with the loving reverence towards God and may dread in any way to displease him. Mark me, dear Lord, with the sign of your true disciples, and animate me in all things with your spirit. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.